I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Category 4 storm Hurricane Harvey struck southern Texas on Friday, the first major hurricane to hit the U.S. in 12 years. Winds clocked in at over 130 miles an hour, and flooding in Houston and surrounding communities was measured in feet. Local officials say that as rains and floods continue this week, at least 30,000 people could be displaced. After the waters recede, World Renew is planning to go down to Texas to help with home restoration. Bob Larman with World Renew says they carry out disaster response in times like this out of obedience to Christ.
People really do get a chance to see why we're there and how great our God is and how we want to serve Him by doing this.
Texas needs the aid of the church right now. We'll connect you with where to donate or even how to volunteer at missionnews.org. And around the world, there are over a billion children who've never heard of Jesus. Many of these kids are thirsty for spiritual truth, and what better way to reach them than with something they already love? Keys for Kids is doing just that. Through its creature feature storytellers, they're introducing children to the hope of the gospel through the help of a cuddly friend. Keys for Kids, Greg Yoder.
We've taken our Keys for Kids devotional, put them into audio form, and put them on the solar-powered device. And the holder of these storytellers is a creature feature. It's a stuffed animal.
Keys for Kids is currently working on translating its devotionals into 7 different languages so that as many kids as possible can know God's truth. You can read more about this resource or find out how to order one at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.